Betrayal of a friend. Have you ever been betrayed? Yung kasakasama mo lang one moment, then you find that person spreading rumors against you the next. How many times have we heard of a person spilling somebody else's secret in exchange for fame, career, a more popular friend group, or even money? In social media alone, we read of friends unfriending each other, business partners turning on each other, celebrities rattling on other celebrities, and even couples separating. Betrayal is such a messy word. With it comes malice, anger, heartaches, crushed dreams and promises, even broken lives. When a person betrays you, your heart and mind are flooded with negative emotions and thoughts. Masakit ang ma-deceive at mapagtaksilan. Pero di hamak na mas masakit when it's someone you consider a friend who stabs you in the back. This is exactly what Jesus felt because he considered and treated Judas Iscariot as his friend. Judas fellowshipped with him, ministered with him, dined, and even kissed him on the cheek to greet him. Tapos, bigla na lang, for the sake of 30 pieces of silver, Judas turned his back on Jesus. What makes the betrayal even more painful was the fact that it was not a spur-of-the-moment decision. It says in the fourth verse of Luke 22, "And Judas discussed with them how he might betray Jesus." It was premeditated. Pinag-isipan, pinagplanuhan. Let's pray. Dear Father, being a Christian does not exempt me from the temptation of giving in to my own selfish motives. If the cost of something requires the trust of my friends, especially if it will cause others to stumble and throw dirt on your holy name, remind me to walk away from that trap. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you facing a situation that is tempting you to double-cross someone? Put yourself in their shoes and imagine the affliction and grief it will cause them. Analyze how this will not only pierce and agonize the person in whose trust you broke, but Jesus Christ too. Natuwa sila nang marinig nila ang alok ni Judas at nangakong bibigyan siya ng salapi. Mula nooy, humanap na si Judas ng pagkakataong may pagkanulo si Jesus. Trust takes years to build, but only seconds to throw away. Don't take for granted the trust that's been given to you. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app to make a donation. This is Peter Kairos reminding you, God loves you at all times and He will never give up on you.